Whether you're playing or coaching a doubleheader or you're a fan in the stands, I don't need to tell you that we're sweating through yet another hot summer. And whether you're playing or watching, hydration is key. Liquid IV is extraordinary hydration for physical endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. A single stick of Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. I love to hop on my bike and ride at the end of a workday. Before I do, I tear open a stick of Liquid IV, add it to my water bottle, and stir it up. It's that easy. 15 seconds, and you've unlocked better hydration. I'm currently partial to the sugar-free white peach, but there's a flavor for you, whether it's strawberry lemonade, raspberry melon, lemon lime, and it's easy. The sticks fit in your pocket. You can add flavor, electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients wherever you go. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022, that's BA2022, at checkout. That's 20% off of your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Let's talk Travis Bazzano, one of the top draft prospects in the sport. I'm also excited to see what kind of nicknames they come up with for him in the minors and hopefully eventually in the major leagues. Draft prospect profile time. All right, this Baseball America draft profile segment will feature BA's JJ Cooper and Carlos Collazo along with me. I'm Scott Braun. Okay, Carlos, Travis Bazzano, I'm not going to quiz you for a nickname right from the jump, but I need your best grades and your best scouting report on what you've seen tracking him for a while now.
Yeah, well, for a while now, Travis Bazzano has shown that he is just a hitting machine. He's put on a hitting clinic since his days as a high schooler. He came to the West Coast League before he even enrolled at Oregon State and hit at a high clip. He played a little bit in the Australian Baseball League and he hit. And he did more of that this spring. He was arguably the best college hitter in the game. It's either him or Charlie Condon. We have Bazzano ranked number 2 on our board right now. There are plenty of scouts who would look at him and say, hey, this is the number 1 player in the class. So he's certainly a top 2 player in this class, whatever place you want to put him in. He has the highest hit tool grade of any player in this class. You could go plus, you maybe could go plus plus. He showed a lot more power this spring, which I think really helped push him up boards. I mean, he entered this spring as one of the top 10 players in the game, but just the power frequency that he showed with Oregon State, getting the ball in the air to the pull side, I think really elevated him to the very top of the class and has put him now in a consideration to be the first player selected. So you've got a guy who just has a massive track record of hitting, makes a ton of contact. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a plus runner, and he can play the infield. It might not be a shortstop. He's played second base in the past. But there are also people who think he's athletic enough and fast enough that he could even play center field. So depending on if you just view center field as a more valuable defensive position, or you just think the natural athleticism he has would just fit better there, there are a couple of the middle play positions you could get out of him from a player. You have to have just as much confidence as you can in an amateur player of them hitting and hitting with high frequency.
I'm not nearly as good at this as Josh Norris on our staff. He could probably come up with 10 nicknames for Travis Bazzano, but I'll start with the Wonder from Down Under, because he is kind of an interesting profile also as a, you know, as he's a college draft prospect, but at the same time, he's also one of the best guys, one of the best baseball players to come out of Australia in years. And You hit on it. The thing that really jumps out to me is you're seeing already, one of the questions that scouts try to figure out when they're looking at amateurs is, how does this player improve? How does he respond to instruction? How does he handle success and failure? And the thing that Travis Bazzano did coming out of last year into this year is I'm going to take my weaknesses and turn them into strengths. Spent a lot of time, he's up there in the Northeast, spent a lot of time at, I mean, Northwest, I should say, but he spent a lot of time at Driveline in the off season from what I, you know, remember. And the thing that jumps out about it is like you said, he's gotten more to his power. Power was the big question he had coming into the year. It's not nearly the question now that it was coming out of his, you know, his previous season. When you see a guy, Carlos, like Bezzana, do something like that, it makes me feel really comfortable about the fact that as he finds flaws in his game going forward, because, hey, the pro game is brutal. It's going to expose what you do well and what you do poorly. And it's a game of move and counter move. Things that you do well, pitchers are going to figure it out. Then they're going to say, okay, I'm going to now attack you this way. Now what are you going to do? Bezzana, to be Carlos, has shown that he can already make some of those adjustments because he can take some of those weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
Yeah, and you look at him here. I mean, he is a very strong player. I think one of the questions, too, is like how much projection is left. You mentioned that. I mean, I don't think you're going to bank on him adding a ton of physicality and just raw strength moving forward. But I do think he has this sort of elite barrel skill foundation that he's going to be able to maximize the raw power that he does have. I don't think there are many questions about whether or not the power is going to translate to wood for him. The huge power uptick this year, there are going to be a lot of questions about, oh, the college offensive environment. But I do think of him as like, this isn't like an overall player comparison, but in the same way that Alex Bregman does not have the most raw power, but he just accesses his power with such frequency. I think Bezzana could be that type of hitter. His ability to get the ball in the air consistently to the pull side. He doesn't chase outside of the zone. He takes a lot of walks. There are just a lot of ways for him to impact the game. And while he might not have like the gaudiest raw physical tools in this class, I don't know that you can point to a single player and feel as confident about the floor. I mean, we talk about floor and ceiling with players a lot. If you wanted to say like, who is the highest floor player in this class, it might be Bezzana just because of that hitting ability, that infield profile, the makeup and work ethic that scouts just consistently rave about with him. I think he's just going to be the player who maximizes everything that he has on the field and does that consistently.
The other thing when you talk about floor that does jump out with Bezzana is you've already laid this out. He's done this at so many different levels and so many different locales already where one of the things that you want to look for is okay, there's always a little bit of hesitation when a guy is a pop-up prospect. To the credit of the top of this draft class, when you look at a Bezzana, when you look at a Charlie Condon, when you look at a J.J. Weatherholt, you're looking at guys who aren't one-year wonders. Jack Caglione, these aren't one-year wonders. These are guys who've been productive for multiple years. But when you look at Bezzana, in the West Coast League in Australia, which by the way, he's, you know, younger than most of the guys when he's in the Australian Baseball League. You look at him in summer ball, you look at him, what he's done for multiple years, you know, in college, you just have a lot of comfort. Don't you, Carlos, that this is a guy who's shown he can do it in a wide variety of situations.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I mean, it is always so tough evaluating the hit tool and projecting the hit tool at the next level. It's just so hard to do, but in terms of like proving it, with the opportunities he's been given and going out and playing a lot, he just hit everywhere he's been. And so if you can't have confidence in Travis Bezzana hitting at a high level in the major leagues from this draft class, I don't think you can really have that with anyone. If you wanted to put a 70 grade hit tool projection on him, I think that is perfectly defensible. And so, yeah, he's just consistently gone out there and done it.
We've got the 70 hit tool on Bezzana. And this is a draft class where the two other guys that we have at the top of this class are D1 batting champs. So you talk about like we came into this year and we said like, oh, you know, like we're worried about this draft class. But here we are. We're sitting here and we've got three guys at the top of the class. We got one guy who led Division I in homers and batting average this year, Charlie Condon. We have another who led the nation in batting average last year, J.J. Weatherholt. And then we got Travis Bezzana, who, as Carlos said, we think of as maybe being a better pure hitter than either of the other two.
Yeah, it's always tough for me to pick between Bezzana and Weatherholt. I think he could go either direction, but certainly Bezzana has been healthy the entire year. That's another factor that you could point to him. And the power surge going from 11 homers to 26 homers is certainly significant as well. But if you wanted to pick either of these as the best pure hitters in the class, I think there'd be people in the industry who defend that, and you could defend it as well.
The one other thing I'll say here is, if you just follow the draft, but you follow it a little bit more casually, this isn't Nick Madrigal 2.0. Carlos has already laid this out. Like, this is nothing against Nick Madrigal, but Nick Madrigal is a great college player who really hit. But this is a guy who's way more physical. And I bring that up because that's something that it's kind of an easy comp to make or an easy comparison to think of, like, hey, you know, who is this guy? And that's where I'd say there is a differentiator here Now, again, we're going to see that, again, projecting the hit tool is the hardest thing out there, but this is a guy who's done it about everywhere you can.
I know this isn't necessarily the best comp either, because he's certainly not a physical player, but look at the pop that Stephen Kwan has put together this year as someone who's what? I mean, elite in the contact department, right? I mean, I know you don't do this with the major leaguers, but right now, what is he? He's 80 grade contact, right?
Oh, yeah.
He is the contact king along with Luis Arraez in the sport, but he's got pop this year, which is crazy, right? I mean, he might finish with close to 20 homers or so from a guy who might hit 350 plus.
And again, we're keep going. We can just keep going, you know, Oregon State Beavers after Oregon State Beaver after Oregon State Beaver. Because, you know, again, it's a powerhouse program.
Yes. So we'll see what he looks like once he gets to the show. But that's the rundown on Travis Pezzana. And thanks to JJ and Carlos. You can check out all of their coverage in Baseball America. Make sure you get a subscription. Support BA, especially during this time of year. And thanks for watching.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.